The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Let us come back, first of all, though, to Cillian Murphy and that win at the Oscars last night. And of course, the wins for Element Pictures as well, just up the road from where we are on O'Connell Street. It was a remarkable evening, and it was great talking to Henry McKean a little bit earlier. I don't think he had been to bed when we chatted to him about an hour ago. Jim Sheridan is with me now, the director, Natalie Britton, the actress and producer, Paul Mead as well, actor. You're all very, very welcome, folks.
Hello.
All in celebratory mood, I am sure. Jim, did you watch it live? How did it feel to see Cillian Murphy lift that Oscar? And we seem to have lost him. Natalie, are you with us?
I'm with you. Yes, I am.
You can hear me at least. We will get that line patched up to Jim Sheridan. You acted with Cillian, is that right?
I did. My very first job straight out of drama
school. He didn't mention Cillian. You last night. I mean, he's an awful man, really, isn't he?
I know. It's such a shame. I don't know. I did cry. I shed a tear.
You were waiting for it. Gather round. It's coming. It's coming. So tell me, what was the movie?
The movie that it was Perrier's Bounty years ago, 2008.
And do you remember him on set? I mean, did you intersect on camera? Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, we did. We had a couple of scenes together. And I think anyone who works with Cillian, he's one of those people you don't forget. Because even back then, he wouldn't have been new to the industry at all. But he has such a presence and such an impact on the camera and you know, during rehearsals. So, he's a fantastic human. He's a great person and extremely talented. And I just think the win last night was a testament to a long road of work and hard work and staying true to that and kind of the collaboration of relationships that he has had throughout the years, you know, both with Christopher Nolan and others. You know, I think this is exactly where he's meant to be. So I think a lot of Irish people are so proud of him.
Yeah, a lot of Irish people proud of him. A lot of people getting in touch, sharing that pride on the text line. Jim Sheridan is back with us. Jim, apologies. We lost the connection to you. How big a night was it for Irish cinema?
I think it was huge, all right. It was, you know, on two levels, like the individual Cillian, who everybody loves, and the company Element. You know, they were like, we had two huge wins there last night, you know.
Tell me about your own memories, Jim, of the first time kind of Cillian came onto your radar, around Disco Pigs, I assume, was it?
Yeah, my daughter directed it. And, you know, I'd never seen the original production with that wonderful actress he did it with. So, you know, I could only judge from the movie, in which he was amazing. And, you know, you knew immediately he was going to be a star, you know, or, you know, at least a great actor with those big blue eyes and the peepers staring out at you. he had that, you know, he always had that intensity, you know, like in his early career, he was always kind of, well, not always, but sometimes playing the weird guy, you know, or the odd guy, or, you know, because his eyes and his presence was so intense. So, you know, for him to be, you know, the leading man carrying a huge movie on 70 mil, big, huge screen, is truly remarkable, you know?
Well, I mean, the look is a big part of it, but it's not the only part. It would only get you so far. I mean, is it possible to put your finger on what makes him such a successful actor, you know, kind of beyond the piercing blue eyes and those cheekbones?
No, it's just intelligence that comes out, you know? I mean, I think, look, the real thing with acting, I think, is not really what people are saying, but what they're thinking, you know, what they're communicating in body language and silence, which the audience gets way more than they get any words coming out of their mouths, you know? So, you know, I only say the eyes because they're the mirror of the soul, and Cillian is a deep character, you know, he's a deep personality. And he has a lot of mystery and a lot of soulful quality, you know.
And Natalie, when you were on the set, Perrier's Bounty, I mean, has this amazing cast of actors who would have been kind of in and off set. Donald Gleeson, Brendan Gleeson, Jim Broadbent, Gabriel Byrne, Cillian Murphy, everybody else, Jodie Whittaker, I think, in it. I mean, would he have stood out amongst those great actors as well?
Absolutely. He's always stood out, like no matter what type of role he was playing. He just, kind of what Jim was saying there, like he brings more than just the acting performance, you know. It's who he is, it's his essence and his kindness. He's a very kind person, you know, and I think when you have the ingredients of all of that in the package, and he's a hard worker and he's always kind of believed in perseverance. I remember him even saying that to me because I would have been starting out, and it's something that stuck with me. He talked a lot about if you're a good person and you're talented and you persevere, you'll get there. You know, you might not get there in 2 years, you might not get there in 15, but you'll get there, you know. And I think that's kind of how he is. And you know, we've long known in Ireland how talented he is, but now he's been given the opportunity to step in and step onto a bigger stage. And of course, this was his first nomination and his first win. I mean, I think that's very important to say as well. Like, you know, a lot of people have many, many goes at this and don't get it. But, you know, we're being seen, I think, on the world stage now. We're being taken a lot more seriously. Yeah. And people like Cillian are helping that in many ways.
Jim, I mean, kind of you've been at the forefront of Irish cinema for so long, one of kind of the titans in the industry. Well, what do you put the more recent success down to? Is there kind of a point in time or an individual you can look at and say, listen, we owe that person credit or we owe this scheme credit?
Well, you know, back in the day, there was Noel Pearson and Neil Jordan and me. But the real success of it is down to our president, Michael Dee, who got the film board up and going, I think with probably Colm O'Brien and others.
Mm.
But, you know, Galway has been left out of this. Like, there was a lot of people, you know, in the Galway, Bob Quinn, Joe Comerford, Cathal Black, they were all good filmmakers before me and coincidentally with Neil. And, you know, there's a long history going back, but it was only the establishment or the re-establishment of the film board by Michael D. Higgins that was visionary and probably the most important thing done by any politician. Probably, you know, the only other thing you could compare it to is the free travel of Charlie Haughey, but it had a more profound impact, you know?
Well, listen, Natalie mentioned that Perrier's Bounty in 2009 was her first gig, and she was on screen with Cillian Murphy. I think Cillian Murphy's first big gig was Quando. I know Disco Pigs gets all the attention, of course. It was such a great film. But Quando, way back in 1997, and Paul Meade was in that movie with Cillian Murphy as well. Paul, what were your memories of him?
Kind of echo what Jim and Natalie said. He's just a lovely man. I had seen him actually in the original stage production of Disco Pigs. So when we did Quando, I already knew he was a kind of a special talent. And we were playing, we were doing this little short film by Declan Rex, who you'd know from Pure Mule. And we were all shooting down in Clara, County Offaly. And it was really lovely time because we were, you know, staying in a B&B in Clara and playing in a band together and obviously Cillian was a very talented musician, so he was actually playing whereas I was miming, and he was just a good guy to be around. And I think just even, you know, he was so young, but you could tell, you know, he's great integrity and intelligence, and sort of like instinctively knew how to be on camera, you know, the kind of a stillness and a thoughtfulness that was there already, along with, as Jim said, those blue eyes that, you know, kind of burn through you. You know, he just had this gorgeous presence. And it was a lovely time and nice to get to know him.
Yeah, and yeah, I'm sure, lovely. Like, lovely to see him pick up that award. We all shared in that kind of sense of ownership a little bit, like we always do when an Irish person or an Irish team or anybody with a connection to the country does well. But, you know, you and others who would have worked with him, I'm sure, would have felt that more acutely last night.
Oh, absolutely. I was so thrilled for him. And it's just really special because he sort of, you know, he is one of the best of us, I think, in terms of like just as a person and as an artist. You know, I think he he mentioned last night about his wife being his partner in art, and she's an artist herself, and I think he just has that kind of questing spirit that a true artist has, and I think that's what's paid off, really, you know.
And listen, before Jim, did you want to jump in there?
You know, the only thing I'd say is, I remember now, it was Eileen Walsh, who's a wonderful actress, who was in the original play of Disco Pigs. And I mean, I'd love her to get a break like Killian, but she's a great actress, and I, you know, be nice for somebody to mention her.
Yeah, well, listen, duly done, Jim. So thank you very much for joining us and for mentioning Eileen Walsh as well. Thank you as well to Natalie Britton, who was in Perrier's Bounty, her first gig out of film school with the great Killian Murphy, and to Paul Mead, who starred in Quando in 1997 with The Main Man as well. We are going to be catching up with some of the lads from Element Pictures a little bit later. It's not all about Killian Murphy. Just up the road from the Newstalk studios on O'Connell Street, huge celebrations happening there as well for all of their success last night. One text has come in: isn't Killian Murphy married to a Kilkenny woman? I'm glad a texter mentioned it, because I was going to have to do it if they didn't.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.